This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is a Florida State running back. He had a very successful career in Tallahassee. He's a big body at 6'3", 225, and has an amazing story en route to entering the NFL draft. Jacques Patrick joins us here on the show from Florida State. Good morning, Jacques. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, bud. Thanks so much for joining us. And what a road it has been for you. You know, you didn't even get invited to the combine, and you had other players on your team invited to the combine. I know that disappointed you. What was your feeling? What was your emotion when you learned you were not invited there?
For me, it was disappointment. It was a disappointment, to be honest. And I just felt like, you know, the chips were going to fall in line regardless of that situation. And I just, you know, it just gave me more time to work harder, you know, and prepare myself, you know, for the pro day that I was able to have. And I'm just thankful, you know, for the opportunity. You know, obviously, you go to a university like Florida State, you know, all 32 teams show up at your pro day. So it was, that opportunity was a blessing, and I got a chance to show my talents in front of all the teams.
It's a cool attitude to take where you're not focusing on that as a negative, that you found a silver lining, you found a positive saying, okay, no combine for me. That allows me more time to work out. Did you come to that silver lining yourself, or did somebody else kind of help you walk through it and get to that point?
It was just a matter of realizing, like, I can't change what already happened. And I was down there training with guys that at the same position as me that got invited to the combine. And, you know, I felt, you know, my competitive nature, I felt like I was better than, you know, those guys. So, like, that just opened my eyes to the fact that all I just need is the opportunity to show my talent. You know what I'm saying? These guys don't have a chance at the combine, obviously, and then they get a chance at the pro day, but I just needed one opportunity. I just needed one opportunity to show my talent, you know. And unfortunately, it wasn't at the combine, but I got that chance at the pro day, and I feel like I impressed, you know, just the way I carried myself and the way I approached it and the way I entered the pro day. You know, I put in so much work, you know, throughout the pre-draft process. You know, I just want to go out there and show everybody that all the work that I put in, because it did take a lot just to get to this point I'm at today.
Jacques Patrick joins us this morning here on the show from Florida State, running back entry of the NFL draft. Also, you dealt with injury over the course of your college career. In 2017, you tore cartilage in your knee, and then you were done for the rest of the season. That was not an easy thing to overcome. How did you do that mentally, being able to come back from that injury, handle that, and come back and be productive the next season?
Well, That injury, it was a funny injury, because I got the injury in the middle of the Louisville game, and I knew something was wrong, but when you're playing on a lot of adrenaline, so, you know, you can just keep fighting through it. But it was times throughout that Louisville game that I knew, like, it was something really wrong. And then, like, towards the end of the game, you know, I was able to, you know, give, like, two crucial plays. I had to come out because I could barely run. And then, you know, a couple of plays later, we had Mr. Sands with our two younger freshmen. We fumbled the ball and we lost the game, man. And that was just like, it hurt me because I felt like that was on me, because I felt like if I was in there, that wouldn't have happened. But then the next day, I remember going, we had a team meeting because we were playing. We had a Friday game coming up next week if it was college. And Coach Fisher pulled me in a side room, and we were just talking. And I remember I was just eating the sandwich that they had provided for us. I was eating it so fast. And he was like, "Man, you look hungry." And I was like, "Yeah, Coach, I am. I ate all day." And he was just like, Yeah, man. So I got the news on your knee. You're going to need surgery. And I just, like, instantly started crying. And the first thing I asked him, I was like, Coach, I still play on it, like, even if I need surgery. And, you know, just knowing, he's just knowing the situation, he just said, yeah. But obviously, you know, after I talked to the doctor, he told me I was going to need season-ending surgery. And the craziest part about this story is he told me I was going to be out 4 to 6 months. And I never forget that feeling, man. It was a terrible feeling, like, just knowing, like, the uncertainty of the whole situation. But long story short, I remember waking up out of surgery, and the doctor was telling me I was able to walk. And I felt fine, man. I got up and I was walking. And 2 weeks later, I was back playing. You know, by the grace of God, I was back playing, and I was able to finish that season. And I tell you, that was the best feeling ever, just being able to be out there and help your teammates. But it was a eye-opener just to understand how this game could be taken away from you at any moment. So you got to cherish every snap. And that was just like, that moment right there changed my career for the better. I cherish every snap I'm out there because I know how it feels not to be able to play, you know, and have a scary injury. You know, an injury, they said I was supposed to be out 4 to 6 months. And I was only able, I was fortunate to miss two because of the injury. It was an old injury. So injury I've been planning on for who knows how long. And they was able to go in there and fix it by the grace of God.
That's amazing, man. What a story. Jacquez Patrick joining us this morning on the show from Florida State, running back entering the NFL draft. It has never been easy for you. You came into Florida State as the number three running back in your recruiting class, and you've had to back up Dalvin Cook. You split time with Cam Akers. You were never the number one overall guy in Tallahassee. Was that difficult to share carries and share time with other guys?
When I first came in, you know, it was different because in high school I was the main guy, and I was able to get those 20 carries a game that, you know, it's kind of important for a running back to get, you know, for a guy of my style to get carries because I get better with carries. And for me, it was difficult at first because I was playing with a guy that was playing at such a high level, a Heisman-like level, and I wouldn't say I didn't anticipate it. I just, you know, I wasn't ready for that, you know. And as my freshman season went on, it matured me, made me a better player. And unfortunately, he had injuries, you know, throughout that year that gave me opportunities to play. And I actually got to start a game as a freshman, which was pretty cool. But it just helped me as a player, just the way I had to carry myself every day to come to work, because I know I had to have a perfect – every week I had to have a perfect week of practice just to even have a chance to play, because he was just that dominant and he was playing at such a high level. And then when my time came to become the starter, I had that same approach, you know, with Akers, because he came in as a young guy and he still had to learn a lot of things. And it was – and. You know, he was fortunate able to, you know, to be able to play with me. And we bounced off each other, you know, for 2 years, just like me and Cook did. And, I mean, my time in Tallahassee was wonderful playing with, you know, great running backs, you know what I'm saying? Because at the next level, there's going to be great running backs everywhere. And it's just the way I prepared to play on a daily basis, I think it's going to give me an advantage at the next level because I practice like I play in the games. And that's where my preparation has always been key.
Very cool, man. Your story is inspiring. It's never come easy for you, and yet you keep finding a way to get it done, man. Jacquez Patrick joining us here from Florida State. Best of luck entering the NFL draft, buddy. We will be following your story, my man. Thanks so much for taking time out for us today.
No problem, man. It was a pleasure to be on it.
Appreciate you. Jacquez Patrick joining us here from Florida State. When we come back here on the show... Last night, the Denver Nuggets avoided disaster. They almost went down 2-0, losing both of their first two games at home to the San Antonio Spurs. Instead, Jamal Murray happened. We'll discuss his remarkable night in his fourth quarter coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.